Next week, the U.S. economy will hit 121 months of straight growth, the longest expansion in U.S. history. The new record beats the dot-com boom of the 90s by 1 month. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So I have to say, I thought we already hit this one, but I guess not. We've already hit a lot of records. Longest bull run, now the longest GDP expansion on record. How significant is it?
You know, I think these milestones are significant. And, you know, I guess after coming from that horrible Great Recession that started in December 2007 and concluded officially in June of 2009, it seems that we're kind of owed a long one. It doesn't really mean anything. This is just counting and, as I said, a milestone of sorts.
Well, and I am sure that President Trump is going to want to take credit for this. Probably President Obama, if he's paying attention to the news, he would say, well, I'm the one who started this thing, too. Who gets credit for this?
Yes, because really, presidents generally take on too much credit for expansions, get too much blame for recessions. You know, some of these big economic cycles are really beginning years and years before anyone's thinking about running. So sometimes you can be really unlucky and stumble into a recession. Sometimes you can be lucky and be at the tail end when things are gathering some steam. So both get some credit. Obviously, because President Obama was there for 8 years, he's going to get more of the lion's share. But we'll see.
Now, when you look at the actual GDP growth over the last 10 years, we're talking about 25%. How does that compare to previous expansions?
Well, that's when we get into something kind of interesting. This may be the longest expansion on record, but it is far from the strongest. The strongest expansion meant that GDP grew by almost 52%. This happened well before you were born, Jeremy, in the 60s, 1961 to 1969. That was the strongest one. The tech boom comes in number two, 42.6%. And then my go-go era of the 80s, yes, all that Gordon Geckoism, 38%. So actually, this expansion is relatively weak compared to some of the top ones that we've seen previously.
Greed is good, I guess, is what they said during the 80s expansion. Now, the one thing that you must say about all of this is that the economy may have grown 25% over the last decade, but most people have not seen that kind of increase in their wages over that time period.
And I think that's absolutely right. So kind of big picture, the job situation got way better, right? 9.5% 10 years ago, 3.6% today. We've seen the economy create 20 million jobs. So that's impressive. Wages have gone up and certainly incomes have recovered quite a bit. But I think it's really instructive to look at some of the research that's been done. We have a new study out from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, and they basically said the good news really was concentrated at the top. And I think that that's important. Not only is it concentrated at the top, but it's almost zip code by zip code. You could have a county where just a neighboring town didn't do as well as another town. So lots of divergent outcomes. And I should note that there's a recent survey out by Bankrate finding that 23% of Americans say that they are worse off than they were before the recession. Another 25% say they're doing about the same. So that means almost half of Americans don't feel like they've made progress in the last 10 years.
Well, and the longer this expansion goes on, the more a lot of people are worried that we are due for or overdue for another recession. We'll see. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Thank you.